Kai's back. Elena is or is not back. Damon's around. Dorian tries to kill Stefan. What's going on The Vampire Diaries, guys? We're talking season 8, episode 13. The lies will catch up to you, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, you clap with this? Or are we snapping again?
I mean, you can do either one, Katie, but you gotta do it on beat.
I am so bad at that.
Just whatever one's easiest for you.
All right.
I love this, that the song is called Apple Pie. All he's saying is wait for me.
Oh. Is this all he says throughout the whole song?
And then he yells. No, I think they say something.
It's probably about apple pie. But that's neither here nor there. Hello, everyone. I'm Tiana Hobson. Thank you for joining us tonight for the Vampire Diaries recap. Joining me, as always, is Miss Katie with 3 E's Campbell.
Hello, guys. You can find me on Twitter at KatieEE Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell.
Sam D in the house!
Hey guys, you can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43. I think you do that every time, and this was just like even more, and this is the first time I noticed it. We're in the live chat, so can't wait to see what you guys think.
And Miss Jordana Martha!
I feel like I'm just like coming out for a game or something.
I know, it's like a basketball game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey guys.
Oh my god, this is so fun.
So exciting. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
All right, guys, let's get into this episode because I know Sam saw it 3 times. I saw it twice, and I still don't really know what happened in a lot of it, so hopefully Sam can explain it to me.
There's only certain parts I don't get, but I'll help you the best I can.
So, overall... Oh, sorry, Katie, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's very hard to understand the whole... When they're throwing us, like, this whole new realm of a psychic whatever the heck is going on, and there's 3 episodes left, and we're trying to wrap our head around it.
I know, and I'm like, please don't make Bonnie the new devil, okay? We don't need that.
Right? But... Okay, so I feel you on that, Katie, and I'm so like, okay, we only have 3 episodes left. Like, I don't need an episode of nothingness, but this episode brought me Kai, and oh my god, was that amazing or not?
The best thing.
So that was the best part of this episode to me.
Why? It was so funny, too. It was the best. I was laughing.
Yeah, laughing hysterically at, like, his little, like,
one-liners.
He's just, like, mumbling in the background, like, I just want to tell her hi. Just let me say hey. Like, what's up?
His actions are hilarious, too, but it's so funny because I sit here and think, why do we love this psychotic psychopath killer who, like, stabbed someone in the beginning?
Yeah.
That wasn't cool.
I might just start watching Supergirl for him, actually.
Yeah. He is so good on Supergirl, guys, because I just caught up on Supergirl.
And he's not evil, right?
Or is like, he? He's not technically evil, but, like,
in like the past, not as bad as, like, Kai.
Yeah.
Well, he was a good guy, too.
He's a good guy on Supergirl, but there's still, like, I have questions sometimes about, like, his true motive sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But he was a good guy on Containment, and it was fun to watch him there, too.
Oh, and he was, like, in love,
He's just
great. Christopher Woods, you're awesome, just the actor. Best. You're amazing. You play psycho well. You play, like, in love well. You play damaged well. You play an alien well. So, I mean, nothing he can't do.
One of the things I want to say about him specifically is because we're getting all these old characters back, supposedly. But, like, they're early older characters. He came in what, season 6? Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone's so excited to see him, which is awesome because he was only in it a couple years ago.
He was a good villain, you know?
Yeah, he was a very good villain. I think he kind of filled a void that was missing from the Michelson siblings all being gone. Mm-hmm. You didn't have anyone who was just purely that evil and psychotic anymore.
Right.
Than enter Kai.
He's more interesting than Silas was.
Yes, exactly. So, talking about Kai, so, and reminder, guys, the bell ringing happened 3 days ago. That's it.
Yeah,
only 3 days have passed since the bell was being rung. So don't forget that little tidbit of information.
Yeah. Seems so like much so going on.
It felt like 6 weeks ago, but okay, it was 3 days ago. And we learned that's how Kai actually got out. I love the scene of him at the Mystic Grill ordering everything on the menu because it reminded of me when I'm hungover. Just like, give me everything, food, ranch, dressing, yes.
And so, he's been suffering.
So he was in hell this whole time.
Yes.
And we were questioning it a while. We're like, where, you know, are they? So he was in hell.
I love how terrified he is of Cade. It's like a little boy that's like, no, don't call daddy.
Yeah.
don't tell Daddy I've been bad. Don't let him know I'm out.
Oh my gosh.
But we learned that he's not really here and he's not really there. He's more of a psychic imprint right now because he's stuck between two worlds, and that's why he can't taste or feel anything. But he wants Damon to make him permanently here on Earth, and in exchange, he will wake up Elena.
Yeah.
This sort of thing, it's just interesting because that whole dynamic with Damon, Alaric, and Kai. Mm-hmm. You have Kai who killed Alaric's wife,
mm-hmm. tried and to kill sister.
His yeah, and his sister tried to kill his babies. You have Damon who's killed Alaric, Damon who also killed Kai. It's just the three most random musketeers all in this.
It's
right
like
now.
All of like a group of friends that hook up, and it's super awkward except they've all tried to kill each other.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that Rick wanted to, you know, kind of hear Damon out with Damon's plan, because it's just like he did kill your wife and he went after the kids. What is the reason for keeping him here? Well, I'm sorry, like Elena can sleep for a little bit longer. She's still coming back. Like, I felt like he should have been more. I don't care what you have to say. Especially he's mad at Damon.
The thing is, Joe can't come back. I don't think there's a way for Joe to come back. There is a way for Elena to come back, and I mean, she will. And it'll, if Elena comes back, like, it would fix a lot of boo-boos. I don't know why I said that, but, like, it would.
And I think the other thing, too, is that Alaric was Elena's guardian for a while, too. You know, he had the whole relationship with Aunt Jenna, and just, he's got a very special bond with her, too. So I think hearing that, okay, I could get Elena back in his lifetime, because Alaric is older than Bonnie, not by much, but chances are Alaric will pass away before Bonnie does in the grand scheme of things, so Alaric may never see Elena again.
But at the expense of, like, the safety of his kids at this point, too. Yeah. You know, so that's on the line. He's nervous. He tried to kill the twins as well.
But maybe now, because he's been dead, you know, maybe now he doesn't care about the twins? I don't know. Yeah. I get where the concern is, and I was thinking, why would Alaric want to even
think about this?
Yeah. Like, but I know there's going to be a scene with Kai and the twins, and I am just going to not breathe for that entire time. I'm going to be so nervous. Like,
I'm just excited that we saw them this episode.
Can they siphon from him if he's got magic siphoned, right?
Yeah.
Can they siphon from each other?
I think he is somehow, like, the key, possibly, to the twins, either whatever they're going through. I know we'll get into that, but I don't understand what they're going through.
Because 3 days ago, he came back and they got crazy.
Did you guys just put that together?
Yeah, I did.
Sam, you watched the episode 3 times and you just put that together?
I didn't realize it was him that made the twins. I thought the twins were already going to go crazy. I was just waiting for them to
start acting up.
So come on, Rick. Get it together. You know the story about 3 days, Kai. Now you know that 3 days your kids are acting up. Put it together, Rick. Are you serious?
Okay.
But we're going to get into those kids later.
One more thing. We have Glovius Jomo says that the twins should kick Kai's ass. Wouldn't that be so cool?
They probably can.
Yeah.
I'm down for it. But back to Kai and Damon's little bromance that's happening on this.
It's
during
a fro-bromance.
You know, we've got selfie takings. Kai's back to tweeting, which Cobra Kai 1972 is a real Twitter account. Someone pointed this out to me on Twitter. Thank you. It's hilarious. So check it out. It's Cobra with a C, not a K.
That was, honestly, I was dying, especially since he was on the phone with Alaric, and he's like, why are you still following him?
Yeah, because you know you get those notifications when someone doesn't post in a while. It's like, hey, check out this person's tweet.
But why was Alaric ever following him?
Yeah, like, what?
I am looking at it now, and the background photo is hilarious.
It's the selfie that they took.
Yeah, the selfie they took on the show.
Because Chris Woods posted that when he was live tweeting with the show on Friday night for the East Coast. He posted that picture.
Also, when he was tweeting, I was thinking, aren't you scared about Cade finding you? You should probably not be on social media right now.
We just found out that Kai does. That's true.
There's an amazing pic, guys, of Kai with blood coming out of his nose and it's going into his mouth.
It was the same pic from the show.
Check it out. That's hilarious.
That's Cobra with a C, Cobra Kai 1972. It's great. Amazing. I've been following it since Friday night, so thank you whoever it was who tweeted me about that. But Kai, since he's not fully in this world, he's starting to slip back, and so now he needs to, they come up with a plan to eat evil people, or kill them, for substance to keep him here. But when that doesn't really, like, I was confused about that. I was like, how, is Kai now a vampire?
What's going on? What
And why does he need Damon? I know he said he's so weak right now, but why does he need Damon to continue to help him? How would that help Kai's soul to get out?
Here's the thing. Kai wants to use Damon to get himself out. Damon doesn't really need to help Kai, mm-hmm. but Kai has presented, I'll bring you back Elena sooner. Mm. So that's why Damon is here helping him, and that's the only reason he's here helping him.
Okay, but that wouldn't do anything for helping Kai's soul, because Damon's completely different.
Yeah. No, they're just trying to figure out a loophole to keep Kai as a human being, like, on Earth, instead of going back to hell.
But, like, I don't even think they've thought about this unless, you know, they have and they're just not telling us, like, what's their plan after? If everything goes right and they can bring these people back, specifically Elena, but I have the feeling that Kai is going to be part of bringing all these people that are coming back for the finale. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they going to do with him after? They're not thinking ahead. They're just thinking, mm-hmm. we want these people back. Then what, is he going to rule the world? I mean, like,
well, Damon doesn't want Kai around, right?
He wants to kill him after.
He wants to kill him after, and obviously we find that out later, but, like, yeah, their whole plan isn't just, it doesn't make sense.
Not but they're out of time constraint. Guys, it brought us Kai.
It did. Yeah. Bring us Kai.
You can't look too into it because they were like, how can we get Kai back and make the fans happy and figure out a way?
Really good episode with him in it. So.
Well, I wish we could have seen the scene, though. Like, they cut apart out of the scene, it seemed like, when Kai went to Alaric and Damon. Like, I want to see them open the door. Mm-hmm. Or wherever he popped up.
How did he know about the armory and the tunnels? Like, 3 days ago, he was in Mystic Falls killing someone with a grill, and the next thing, he's in the armory and the dungeons, like, mm-hmm. in the underground basement thing that he just knew about all of a sudden. We just found out about the armory.
Do you think they're going to give us more of what happened in those 3 days, or probably
no,
not?
I don't think
we have
so.
It's just, three we episodes. Have to accept
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But how does he, like, okay, this is my big concern of the whole thing that I don't understand. Is Kai, like, who can see him? Only people he wants, or is he? Because then they showed that moment when Damon was talking to Bonnie, and it's like, nobody's here. And then it showed this, like, outsider's perspective, and Kai wasn't there.
He's in the back seat. But,
yeah, he was just, well, like, behind Damon.
So when everyone Bonnie can see said, him. Who's next to you? So Damon looked, and technically no one was next to him. Oh. He was behind him.
I took that as, like, what? Are we not... Is he, like, a ghost?
No, because when he was at the grill, obviously the people working there could see him and stuff.
Okay.
And the restaurant later on when he had the nosebleed, the waitress was like, honey, you okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You better get your one line, girl. She got paid good for that.
Oh, man.
And speaking of being in the car, just have to mention that scene on the phone with Bonnie. And just Kai in the background, just, let me talk to her. And then at one point, he, like, you know, blows his breath on the window and he draws a heart. Yeah. And I'm just like,
loves Bonnie.
It's like, why is he drawing a heart here?
And I did get a lot of tweets about people, you know, about the whole, like, Kai and Bonnie thing, because clearly there is, like, something deep and demented there.
Mm, Connie.
Yes, but I'm not ready for her to be done with Enzo.
Oh, yeah.
Although I do need a Kai-Bonnie interaction face-to-face.
Oh, there will be one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like, that has to happen.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a scary interaction, yes, for sure.
Scary for sure, but, like, if Kai and Bonnie are not interacting, I don't know what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, Kai, Cade finds out that Kai is here, so then Damon, thinking he's outsmarting Kai, is like, hey, the only thing we can do for you now is just to give you some forgiveness and find a way to redeem yourself. And you know what the best way to do is? Get my forgiveness by waking up Elena right now.
Yeah, good plan.
I feel like right when he said that, Kai was already like, are you kidding me?
Kai did that roll eye emoji, you know?
Literally, he's just like, did that.
This dude.
Later, like, what Kai ends up saying about the devil, it's not redemption, it's deals, and like, promises. Damon should have just made a deal with him, been himself, and been straight up, not like, oh, the road to redemption, blah, blah, blah. Like, we both know, everybody knew, it was wrong.
But you guys, you still think, right, that there might be something? Everybody's saying there's not. The devil, of course, is going to say there's no redemption.
Well, you're just worried about Stefan.
I'm worried about Stefan. Worried about all of our beloved characters.
You're most worried about Stefan.
Mostly. You're worried about Stefan. It's okay, Katie. You can tell us. Well, Damon's plan clearly goes wrong. Kai siphons the magic out of him, mm-hmm. like, all of it. And then takes off with Elena, just, like, makes them both invisible and disappears, and then Damon's, like, boom on the floor.
Dead.
Well, okay, what does that mean, taking the magic out of a vampire?
Well, because that was always, because there's magical properties to in
being turned into a vampire.
Yeah, so because vampires were created through magic, so therefore they have magical entities, because mm-hmm. Kai was always able to siphon off of vampires mm-hmm. as well.
And he died. Damon died, yeah. So it's the question of, like, he's not in the deal with Cade right now. Does he still have that?
Well, we saw the preview for next week. He's clearly alive.
Right. Right. But I'm saying, but what does that mean for that? Is he always going to be able to die and then come back? Because he's not in that deal anymore.
I don't think it's death. It's just that he's been drained of all of this energy, and so now it's going to take a couple hours for him to lay there.
It's like
and
what we see all the time.
No, but however, the veins, that thing happened where when vampires die, yeah. like that happened. So that showed up. I mean, desiccating. We see them, yeah. Desiccating, because we see them die occasionally, and they're, you know, they break their necks, and then they fall asleep for a little bit, and then they come back up.
But they never desiccate.
Right. And they desiccated, or he desiccated here. So I don't understand what's going on there.
Also, I wonder where Kai went. Like, where'd you go?
Why did he take her?
Where are you?
So he could still be in there. He said, what was it, Invisique?
Yeah.
Which I'm interpreting as make me invisible.
Yes. That's what it is. That's really smart in season 6.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the huge thing in season 6.
Yeah, so he could still be standing there with the...
He'll pop with the back coffin. Up in, like, 5 minutes.
Just kidding.
I think he did that because he wanted just leverage. Like, he didn't want to give up his leverage because he knew, I know you might kill me still if I if I do this for you, so I'm going to need something else to hang over you if I give up Elena, so he wasn't ready to do that yet.
I think he was also showing Damon, like, hey, I'm not an idiot. Like, your whole redemption thing isn't something that I obviously am falling for, you know?
Yeah, he's a smart guy who's actually been in hell for the past 2 years, so he actually might know what he's talking about.
I was not sure, you know, obviously we didn't know that was going to happen, though, in that moment, and I was not sure if it was going to be, like, coffin open, and we don't see her yet, but they're, like, staring at her or something. And I was getting ready to, like, hysterically cry this episode, thinking, oh, she's coming back early.
I keep on wanting them to do that to us and surprise us and be like, we love you, Chris. You kept that secret so good. But no one can keep a secret, and it's probably just going to be at the end.
Yeah, I did have a moment when I thought it was maybe gonna happen, but then I also was fast forwarding. I was like, there's like 4 minutes left in this episode. Are we ever gonna get to Elena? Because in my mind I'm thinking Kai's only in this episode, what's gonna happen? And then
what do you mean he's only in this episode?
In my mind at that time I thought he was only in this episode, so I was like, they clearly have to, like, wake her up, but it doesn't work, or something has to happen, like they wake her up and then someone takes her body so we don't actually see her until the last episode type of thing. So I did have a moment of like, oh my gosh, we're gonna get Elena, oh my gosh, we're not gonna get Elena. Oh,
but I did feel her spirit in that coffin. Okay?
Oh, okay, I'm still thinking she's coming back before, guys. I'm not letting go of that yet.
I think I want her to come back as Catherine first.
We can't just see her for that last
because
episode.
They wouldn't have lied to us. It's like Elena comes back in the finale, but Catherine comes back before.
Well, they technically wouldn't be lying, right? By just withholding information,
I guess.
Yeah. Like Damon kind of did.
Like, honestly, let's think about it. The way Kai came back in the last episode for that last scene, they probably taped the week he was there filming this episode. Mm-hmm. So just because she was just there for the last week's taping stuff, like, there could have been a small scene in the second to last, the penultimate episode, of her, you know, being woken up, and then it dives right into her being awake in the finale or something. So there's possibilities.
Just pictured that.
Yeah, there's possibilities. Because I don't want the final episode to still be us trying to wake her up. She needs to already be awake.
Oh,
yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't need 30 minutes wasted on trying to wake this bitch up.
And then, like, the last couple minutes of her being, oh, no.
Like how in Twilight that happens. She wakes up and she's like, at the end of one movie. And then you're like, oh, God, we have to wait another year for another movie.
But except this isn't coming back.
It's never coming back. That would be so terrible.
That would be the worst. Just be so bad. And speaking of people doing bad things, Dorian.
Oh, Dorian.
Naughty, naughty.
Also, I was not expecting this whole, you know, I was thinking of, like, Dorian somehow connected to I was going to say Kai, to Cade. You know? And I was like,
people
this
were
was,
mad at us about that,
else.
Which is so silly.
What?
Mad about
it. Because they said, oh, he's connected to Cade. He could be related to Cade. And they're like, oh, you're
black.
Racist. Yeah.
No.
Oh, that wasn't the reason why.
It's because he knows a lot about it.
Right. Yeah. Supernatural.
Called him by his government name, not his, like, I'm the devil
he's
name.
Like, Arcadius?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When you know someone by their government name, you've done some research, so.
Yeah.
I still think, I mean...
There could be a connection.
There could be.
I still think there's more with him because, like, I just don't understand why he still... Like, how did he end up in that specific place? He didn't remember Stefan. So, like, it's just a coincidence?
Well, because remember, he got into the whole...
Yeah, because of blah, blah, blah. But
and Alaric is the person you want to go study that stuff under.
Yeah. I think there's one little thing missing about him we still are going to find out.
Like, where his mama at?
I feel like that they could have closed up this story, though, this episode with Dorian.
Mm-hmm. Like him in general, like we don't need to see him anymore.
Yeah, I feel like it could be tied a little bit because
unless there's something else with him, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Oh. But if there is something with Kate or we don't know
more.
That.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, well, I just felt like he was in turmoil in his own, you know, mind, and it was really sad.
It was really sad. I mean, he lost his dad and his sister in a house fire 7 years ago. In Knoxville, which Stefan was with Klaus at that time.
Yeah. Blame it on Klaus. I'm like, you're just going to blame it on Klaus?
I was kind of like, is Stefan just going to be like, oh, Klaus. It was Klaus. I just compelled you to forget.
It was another one of those moments where they're tying in the whole, you know, the past to put a little pretty bow on the end of the series. You know, we're going back and we're bringing in that moment.
But I like that they brought up Klaus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because that name drop, I'm just like... I know that right now he is captured by Marcel and that he's not coming back, but just the little bits and pieces of, like, that stuff, it warms my heart to know that, like, there's still the connection between the two shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Claroline, drink! but, you know, so Dorian's going through this whole thing. He's, like, having Stefan dig his own grave, and then he's holding the gun, and he doesn't really know what to do with the gun. He accidentally... shoot Stefan.
I don't think that was an accident.
I don't think he meant to do it at that moment.
Okay.
Like, really? I think he was going to shoot Stefan, but...
I think it just happened.
I think it just kind of was one of those things where, like, you know, your finger's shaking on the trigger and, like, you might pull it too fast.
That's why I never should hold a gun.
I wasn't shocked in this moment at all. I'm like, okay, if he's kidnapping him and bringing him all the way out here, he's going to shoot him. So I knew Stefan was getting shot. I was not surprised by this at all.
Also, but it's been, what, 3 days and he's already been...
the second time in two days.
There you go, 2 days.
Yesterday he got stabbed in the woods by that realtor lady and almost died. Today he gets shot in the woods and almost dies.
If he wants to be a human, he needs to move out of the country where he does not have, like, family members. Or people that he's hurt.
He said that too. He's like, I gotta leave Mystic Falls, you know, to go be by myself.
Because clearly, Stefan as a human is not happening. And I know there's a lot of people, you know, because we know that someone dies in the finale, and a lot of people are saying they think it's gonna be Stefan. And I already tweeted this, but I'm like, look, homeboys almost died in the last two episodes, and it was one day apart from each other. So that's too obvious of a person to then kill.
Yeah.
It's going to be way more shocking.
Yeah, it's like, I feel this has got to be someone, like, shocking. And I'm going to save that for my prediction.
I read that it's someone you're not going to expect, and everyone's expecting Stefan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Wonderful.
And, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I love Stefan, but if I could choose, like, the life he's living now, the quality of life he's living now... If he could go to a better place and figure out how to, I would want him to. Because I don't think he's going to be happy on Earth anymore.
Dr. Stefan.
Yeah. I think that would be a good path for him. But here's the thing, too, is that he's playing this whole martyr thing that Caroline said. He's playing martyr. But he's allowed to be depressed right now.
Yeah.
Let him be depressed. Let him think about all the things that he's done. Because he did all those
things.
Because,
again, it's been, what, 3 days?
Yeah, 3 days. That's it. So, like...
Let him have a chance to figure out who he is as this human, and let him have a chance to have all this grief that is coming over him. All these memories are coming back to him at one time. He needs a second to be a little depressive.
Or
be
a couple of years, maybe.
You guys, I have something to say from the chat. I don't know if I should say it or not, because I don't... Someone said, and I mean, how can you know? Amanda Capelli, Kai is going to kill Caroline in 8:15. Really? I mean...
But why Caroline?
I don't know. I mean, I guess...
I just got the chills.
Well, that was going to be my prediction for who gets killed, so...
No, but I thought... Oh, you know what? Whatever. We'll save it for prediction.
You know what I was thinking? This is just like... I was having such a Malena moment, but you know when he was dying... And then Cade was just like, you know, if you really love Caroline, you need to let her go. And then I was just like, he's not going to let go yet. And then obviously he doesn't let go. And I was like, Elena. Like, literally, that's what I was thinking at that moment.
See, I was thinking, wow, you know, when Klaus was faced with this problem, he chose to let Caroline go so she could live a better quality of life, because he knew that as much as he loved her, he wasn't good for her in that moment. And I was like, that is true love. Stefan being selfish, trying to stay with her.
No,
but then I got a lot of flack on Twitter for saying
He also needed to be selfish for other reasons, too. I think it's not just, oh, I'm living for Caroline. I'm living for, you know, Damon. I'm living for... He's so lost right now because of all this stuff going through his head. I think he just he's just not ready to go in general. And I also thought it was so silly that Cade's like, hey, do you want to die or not? Like, this is your option. No, like, he's...
The devil.
Clearly. Yeah, what? Yeah.
Okay, so Zaria Hayes in the chat said right before you started talking, stand up for your man, Katie.
Yeah.
So I also had posted this on Twitter, and I want to know what the chat has to say. What do you think Klaus Mikkelsen would say when he finds out that Stefan is now human? Because they've had a great bromance going on and everything of, like, you know, Ripper, and then they're both in love with the same girl. So I just wanted to hear some of the thoughts that the chat has on what would Klaus say or do when he finds out that Stefan is human.
Well, so Carmella in the chat said, I want Klaus to come back because he said he would come back if Stefan didn't treat Caroline right. So that's not exactly, it could be why he comes back.
Yeah, but also, too, guys, what would he say if Caroline died?
Might be another thing.
Yeah. He'd be like, I'm going to murder everybody in this town.
Yeah.
He'd murder the world.
Do you think he's over it?
I think he should be. Listen, I think he still has probably love for her, because somebody that affects you that much is always going to be in your heart, which is why Elena's always in Stefan's heart, regardless of what the outcome is. Okay. But he also, I think Klaus also had a thing for Cammie, so that was something, too.
Yeah. He's had several loves, I feel like.
It wasn't as deep as Caroline.
Yeah. yeah, guys, but let us know what you think Klaus would do if or he heard that Stefan was human now.
I think I can't wait to hear what they'd be like.
What an idiot.
Like, how did you let this happen?
Yeah, you moron.
Bro, what the hell?
Well, he loved Stefan with the switch flip, so he was like happy when he was a Ripper, so this happened while Stefan was a Ripper.
I think a lot of people in the chat are saying that he still loves Caroline.
Maybe he would be like, I'm going to help a buddy out and just murder him.
No, but it's not helping him out, guys. He's going to go burn in hell and have people, all of his enemies, come and pick off his flesh.
I think what, in Klaus's mind, since he doesn't know the whole hell thing and, like, what it's like, in his mind, why would you want to be human? Like, why would you go from being a vampire to being human? Like, you should might as well be dead.
Yeah. Well, what is he smothering him with a pillow? That's what I think.
But where does Klaus think he's going if you know, he ever did die? Like, where does he think he's going?
I don't think
he's going
to be happiness or anything.
Guys, literally, Kai said that you're on fire all the time. You're face to face with Cade. People from your past come back to rip your skin off. That's literally what he said.
But I think everyone else has their own version of hell, of like what it is that would torture you. Well, and that's Kai's version. So.
I could see Stefan having all these people that he killed, you know, all this guilt that he has, they're all coming back to torture him in his hell. Like, that's what's going
on. And he's already living his hell.
Yeah, but not as bad.
Because literally everyone in town is remembering now and coming to Matt at the police station and like, yo, that's Stefan Salvatore. He's a bad dude. I think he might be a vampire.
I think he tried to murder me like a year ago.
Why? He tried to murder me.
It's been like 5 years. Guys, why haven't we seen this issue before? There's been plenty of vamps that have died. Why haven't we seen...
Because he's human.
But died, too. It happens, too, when they die, right?
No. I think it's because he's, like, still here, and he's human now, so...
I think we have seen this before, though. I don't remember when
the circumstances
exactly, but that people are remembering.
I thought it was when they died too, along with like the rest of the line. You know, for like the.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
Maybe that is the case, but since he's alive now, that's why we're seeing like the whole story. Before it was just like, oh, they died, okay. But now that Stefan's still alive, we're like, oh, these people, but they're not compelled anymore.
But people might could still come back and be like, well, I thought that this person was, you know, killed like this, but I'm remembering different things now. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know.
Because here's the thing. For just when a vampire dies, for that to all come back to people would be, like, the worst thing for this show to then say is happening. Because then, like Katie's saying, you could go back all the way to season one and be like, well, why didn't people start coming forward then? So I think that they might have found this little... plot hole.
So only if it's human.
because he's now human and he's alive, that is what broke the curse, as opposed to if he had died as still a magical, mythical creature, it would stay intact.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now the magic has been lost.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how I'm going to explain it.
I hope that that's it, and it's not
it's true.
I don't know why I thought, like, we've seen that before with the vampire
It does feel familiar. What could it have been when Elena turned
back? Saw her memories come back.
What about Catherine? Did we see anyone? She didn't live long enough, really.
No. Well, but with Elena, though, we did see her memories come back, all those memories that were compelled away with Damon, like, in her whole love story. So maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
Kaleidoscope West said, Katie, you can't save Stefan.
I can and I will.
It's going to be a hard job to do, but I believe in you, Katie.
So, thank you.
Caroline spends her whole day listening to these horrible stories about what Stefan has done, and compelling all these people to forget that it ever happened, and, like, cleaning up his mess yet again. And then you have Matt standing over her, who is, like, anti anything mystical and mythical.
But he's on board.
Because mystical, not the rapper.
Mythical. It made me really realize, because, like, when shows start and you're like, why is the sheriff involved in this business? Mm-hmm. What a bad sheriff. Like, now we get it, because, like, we've seen Matt grow into this position, and, like, he actually is doing the right thing, trying to do the right thing, but he is tied up in this, which so many TV shows now, it, like, all makes sense.
Well, and I think for him to be tied up in this makes sense to the hatred of all the supernatural things, because he doesn't want mass chaos to happen, and he wants to keep the town safe, and this is in the past, and yeah, it sucks, but, like, let's just push that away, and then for the future things that happen, let's stop those.
I felt bad for Caroline too at this moment. Like, I wasn't feeling that bad for her, and I was, like, last episode a little bit selfish, but just her, you know, having to compel all these people and, like, listen to them and what the love of her life has been doing, like, kind of sucks there. That sucks.
And she said something too with Matt. It's like, yes, I see this. Yes, I understand how much hurt and terribleness has been caused, but I just think that I was like, guys, I feel like we should say sorry to Caroline, because we were really harsh on her last week, and some people tweeted and commented that, like, we were, and I do, I feel like, okay, we were a little harsh. Bonnie wouldn't have wanted to see her last week anyways. Give the girl some space, and I feel really bad
but
for
Bonnie
her.
But Bonnie wanted
too.
To see Stefan last week. He showed up. I mean, he never made it inside. But, like,
she did go there.
Even tonight, she calls again and leaves a message. She's like, you know, if you need anything, red wine, like, with or without Stefan. I was like, still, girl, like, you have to just show up sometimes. Yeah. And at least if you show up, she can tell you to go away to your face. Mm-hmm. But right now, you're giving her too easy of an out to just not answer your phone calls. Yeah. And if it's just like, if it was me and my friend wasn't picking up the phone, I would drive. I don't care how far away I am. I would drive there and be like, hey, are you okay? Yeah. Because she just lost the love of her life. She's not okay. Mm-hmm. And she's not thinking clearly. And she needs a friend, and she might not even realize it, you know. And yes, Caroline sent her mom over to her last week, which was very nice, you know, to do. But at some point, you have to stop picking up the phone and actually show up for her.
You're right.
Is all I'm saying. And I'm not trying to be hard on her, because I know Caroline values her friendships and she does care, and she's dealing with a lot right now. But you just got, you kind of got the love of your life back after going through this terrible point. And now your best friend has lost someone. So it's like, you guys are never happy at the same time.
Do you think
so you have to find a way to be there for each other.
Do you think she feels a little bit, I don't want to say guilty, but, like, weird, just because it was, like, her husband, fiance, you know, that did that to Bonnie.
So she probably that's a big part of it. Maybe, but she knew, and she referenced it on the phone, and, like you just said, Stefan went over there, and she knew that he who actually did it was going over there to talk to her. Mm-hmm. So if he that actually committed the crime was going over there, then she should go
over there.
She
should, definitely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just want her to go over there. And and Bonnie can say, get the F away from me. I don't want to see you. But at least she's talking to you, and you're having, and Bonnie's seeing you show up, because there's a difference between phone calls and text messages and actual in-face conversations. Mm-hmm. Because I think we live in a world where we just rely on phones way too much.
I hate phones.
I know, Katie. It takes you 5 days to respond to a text message.
It's really true. It's really true.
But Caroline does get, at the end of the day, after going, you know, rushing over to save Stefan, which I was watching, I was like, why is it taking her so long to get to the woods right now? Like, she's a vampire, run fast. Yeah. And then she got there and I was like, why is she not running off and taking him to a hospital somewhere? And then the EMT showed up. I was like, okay, fine, whatever.
I forget every time that, like, I forgot when we saw that, what was that, last episode when Stefan was stabbed that he couldn't, you know, have vampire blood. But then I already forgot this time too. I'm like, feed him the blood. I forget. It's such a scary thing for him to be walking around.
Stupid. Oh. Who made that magic spell?
Okay, it's the cure, right? Because of the cure.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Poor Stefan.
You don't want to have to use the cure again. But at the end of the day, she does get what should have been a happy moment because Alaric shows up with the twins. Mm-hmm. The twins who he called earlier about because, you know, he needs some good parenting advice because first we see them in the armory in that room and there's crayons just like floating above them and I was like,
I loved that scene so much.
They got their magical periods.
You didn't see them?
You didn't see
them? And also I love the way you say
flying
crayons.
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 He's over West Coast
crayons.
People.
Crayons.
Crayons.
I miss the crayons.
Oh my gosh, they were like floating over their heads.
There was
head,
like a million of them just like.
Like they were coloring and then just over them, just like mindlessly like coloring.
I was looking at what they were doing on the table. Okay, so maybe I just missed
that. Yeah, I mean, there was just like these weird orange and pink light looking things floating over their heads, but no big deal. Katie. Okay. It's cool.
Could have been weird lighting in the armory, I thought was going on. I don't know.
Those are just twinkle lights.
I know.
So. Alaric comes with the girls and they're all excited to see their mom and everyone's happy. And then, who was it? Lizzie, who wanted the pink cup and not the purple one. And like starts siphoning off her mom. And the other one's like, don't hurt mommy! Instantly! And I was like, whoa!
Yeah.
We're just screaming out curses now?
They're turning into Kai.
They're little Kai's running around.
You guys, what would Incendia have done?
Who knows?
Lit her sister on fire. Oh. See, is this where the feud starts with the Gemini Coven?
Well, is it that? Is it, like, how did they know that curse in particular?
Yeah. Well, I thought that Celine taught
them. Oh, yeah, Celine taught them that. That wicked witch.
But they haven't been
siren.
Doing
that. Hater.
They haven't been showing their magic at all since she's... not been like she hasn't been around
we haven't seen
it but like even Alaric was saying whoa like they haven't been doing any of this so now that Kai's here do you think it's just like
so I have a them? I have like, a mixture of like it's either it's probably Kai being around and it like bringing up old feelings or something but also this bell that was rung 11 times 3 days ago too so those are the two things that happened 3 days ago so somehow those two things have to be connected to what's going on with these girls
but they've we've always seen something going on with them with the siphoning and they do it here and there ever since we first met them and I just feel like they must have been doing a little bit of something this whole time they've been away
she said after she did it, she's like, I didn't mean to because I still don't think they fully understand what they're doing when they're siphoning and how it actually works. Mm-hmm. And knowing that, like, mommy is a magical person, so when you do that to her, it hurts her.
So is it, like, what Kai did to Damon, almost?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they didn't get that far.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Thank goodness. Because that would have been awkward.
That would have been bad.
It's very scary, especially having Kai around and knowing that the Gemini Coven, like, eventually one of them is supposed to, you know, kill the other one to live and all that jazz. It's just very scary.
Yeah, I remember when they were born and I was just like, it's too soon. I don't want to talk about this yet because it's so upsetting, but, like, crap. This isn't good news for these kids. This is not going to end well.
And they have to do it, right? Is there going to be someone that's going to come down and say, you need to do this? Or are they just going to feel that they need to do it because they're part of the coven? Or what?
I feel like because the whole coven is gone now, maybe Alaric is hoping that they can start fresh and that they won't need to. Especially
maybe there's
since
a loophole or
if
something.
If they did, then there would literally only be one person in the coven.
Yeah. Unless Kai stays around.
Unless Kai's
but
around.
If he stays around, though, wouldn't he not want them to kill one another? Because that would make him not the queen of the king of the coven.
He would go after them.
He would want to murder both of them?
Right? Because eventually, then, the whole loophole, he could, you know, fight one of them later on in life. So I think he just wanted to take them both out. Which is why he wanted to take them both out in the first place.
Yeah, because he didn't want any competition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I just think those two little girls are going to come up with something good.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to be them and Maddie Blue Eyes, like, yeah. they have to really step up, like, at the end of this whole thing, I feel. But now we're going to talk about my favorite part and the part where, like, my heart was crushing and loving the whole time. Bonenzo. Bonnie. So she's still trying to draw out Enzo and find out where he is and connect with him. And based on her conversation with Damon, gives her the idea, oh, I'm going to go ask Cade where he is. I'm going to make him bring him out of hell for me.
Which he can read her mind.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah.
It wasn't the smartest idea ever.
Was that the same coffee shop, you guys?
Yes.
I get she's desperate, but, I mean, come on, you know that it's not going to be... She wanted... I mean, I guess she missed Enzo so much, she almost wanted to make a deal with the devil.
Well, and because she says, you know, that Grams told her before her magical powers came out that she was psychic, and that's how Bonnie knew the Damon was lying to her about something, and why she can still feel Enzo. And I think as long as she can feel Enzo, she knows that he's not... resting, he's somewhere, and she needs to find him and just make sure that he's okay. So I understand why she goes to Kate thinking that he's probably somewhere in hell, and she was like, let's make a deal or something to bring him back. And then it's in this moment that she discovers, and we all learn, that she did something similar to what Cade did, and he's never seen anyone do this before. Not only did she do this, but it's also hidden to him. He can't even see where she's put Enzo.
More powerful than the devil.
I have a feeling that he's going to feel super threatened by her.
I think he already is.
He already is, like, I feel like we're going to see that.
He's one of the first things he said, he's like, you're new to the gift, but you're already very powerful.
I knew she created another place. Yeah. So it's just Enzo by himself, or is this where everyone from hell went?
I think it's just Enzo. It's his little happy place.
It's his 1994. it's his own version of that.
He's like, been there, done that, whatever.
Yeah, except it's not the same day playing over in
group. Yeah, right.
Like it was
or
for
is
Bonnie.
It? I wish that was...
He seems too cheerful for it to be.
Well, that was what I was most confused about. This whole... How Bonnie is communicating with him, and then how she ends up seeing him again.
And kissing him?
Yeah.
I feel like she's going to be stuck in that situation, just because she's going to... Obviously, she's hurting, and she loves him so much that she just wants to be with him, and that she's just
going
to...
Keep going there?
Yeah. To go to that... Place.
I would too,
but you know, at the same thing, it's like it's not.
But Bonnie also asked him something along the lines of, where are you? Are you just in some place that I created? And he says, let's not talk about that right now. For now, I'm just worried about you. And then that's when they start kissing, and I was like, oh, sweet. Yeah. But I was like, why doesn't he want to talk about it? And it might have to do with, because so that she doesn't know exactly where she is, so that Cade can never find him, because he's the one who tells Bonnie, Cade's trying to use you to find me because he wants my soul.
That's exactly what it is. He doesn't want Cade to read her mind, so then he knows where this little hidden dimension
is. Like, where are you going to say longitude, latitude? Like, I mean, how is he going to know? And I also don't understand, like, the last time in the episode that they were together and they kissed, that was, you know, before it was, like, visions and she was talking to him. It seemed like she was like, are you really here? Like, she was touching him.
Because that time it felt more like we were in her world. Because the first time when she was with Cade, she went to him. And then this next time, she was still sitting where she was sitting, and she opened her eyes and he was there. So it might have had to do something with, like, that whole, like, you're going to have to meet me in the middle somewhere, because she doesn't really know.
So she made, because the other side, you know, which is... Did she make a new other side?
That's what I kind of think she made.
Yeah. It
could be.
And the other side is technically, like, basically the waiting room to hell, or if you're in the middle. It was a few seasons ago.
The supernatural creatures go there.
What if there's other
So they never went to hell until the other side was destroyed. They were on the other side.
Yeah, they were just on the other side, which was, like, their own thing. But that was, the other side was also mostly just for witches, right? It was, like, their thing.
I thought it was all supernatural creatures.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think other people can be in this dimension that she created? Or
I don't
is it
know.
Just him?
Could she die, wake up Elena, and then go be with Enzo in the other dimension forever?
Never
that's
know.
A good, that that's is a good question. Yeah. I know that Cade's not gonna wait to find out that part. He's looking for answers, and he wants them now. He's got a lot on his plate, this Cade guy. He's just in everyone's business. He's a busy little devil.
Get a life.
He just waits at the coffee shop.
And here's something, too. When he finally did read her mind later, he put his hands on her head, and that's what we saw at the moment he read her mind. But he read her mind in the coffee shop by just hanging out and standing next to her. So I thought, when she first met him in the coffee shop, why couldn't he do that then?
I think he gets a more in-depth reading, because we've seen him read people's minds both ways before. Okay. Where he's just like, you know I'm psychic, I know what you're thinking, and then we've seen him, like, where he actually touches, and I think that's when he gets, like, the visual of, like,
yeah, because things. When they were in the coffee shop, he asked her, did you see Enzo? And she said no. Mm-hmm. So I don't think when they do that, it's more of a, like, he's helping her, or whatever, the psychic, you know, magic powers, just, like, helping her go to that world or whatever, But when he actually grabs onto her head, that's when he's actually reading into her.
The one thing that really kind of concerned me that he said when he was talking to her, too, is that when he was explaining how he created hell, he said his true self came out in that moment he was killed. Mm-hmm. And that in this moment when he's having Bonnie channel back to the moment that Enzo died, and, like, she's basing off of, like, anger and rage. I'm like, okay, is he trying to make her into a rageful and angry person, because that's what she has to feed off of to get to this place.
I don't trust a word he says, though, because he's the devil. So he's going to say things because he wants people to eventually come to him in the end. So making her angry and rageful is not something good. We don't know what she might be capable of doing at that point, you know? So I think I can't trust a word he says.
Mm-hmm. And he's even said that himself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the devil. Take what I say with a grain of salt, guys.
Do you know who I am? So we're already kind of in there, but we should get into some predictions, because we're going to have to wrap up soon, and I want to make sure we get that.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So the preview for next week was just a lot of quick flashes. It seems like Stefan wants to kill Cade because he feels like it's his fault that he's even out here. Damon is fighting this. We also see that Kai is, like, swinging something down onto something. Was that Elena's coffin? Was it a bat? What was it? There's just a lot of stuff that flashes that were happening, so I don't even know what to think about for next week.
How are we gonna kill this devil?
I think the little girls have something to do with the killing of Cade. I hope they do. Maybe, like, they'll team up with Bonnie or something like that. I could see. And they need to kill... I don't want Kai to leave, but I have a feeling they're going to, like...
He's got to go.
They're all going to leave.
They're going to make Kai go bye-bye.
Guys, if you miss him that much, just start watching Supergirl, guys. I promise you won't be disappointed.
If we kill Cade, does someone need to take his place?
That is the question.
Katie, look, I wrote down... Okay, so my prediction is kind of like, remember in Pirates of the Caribbean, how they have, like, the whole Davy Jones locker, and someone always have to do it, and the guy was all butthurt and heartbroken, and he wasn't doing it right, so then Will stepped up, and, well, he was dying anyway. So anyway, Will's doing it now, and he's, like, a good version of the dip, like, taking souls and stuff. So I was like, Bonnie has already created this passage.
That sucks, though.
I'm not saying that Bonnie has to die. I'm saying that she's already created this other dimension, where maybe if she somehow, like, defeats Cade or Cade dies, she can then shepherd those bad people, but make sure it's only truly the people who deserve to go, and not just Cade, who's playing games and letting Stefan manipulate people into doing bad things to get them to come to hell. It's actually the people who
deserve it.
And she's, like, sheltering them in, like, a different space.
So then where do the bad ones go? Is hell still going to exist and just be no one's rolling down there?
I don't want
there?
Anyone to have to have their skin peeled. What was
it? Yeah, like, that's what Kai said.
Maybe Kai skin had some skin issues because it's like all what you make it, you know? So people in the chat, some amazing things that I copy and pasted. It says, the OC 21390, Stefan's redemption is that he will sacrifice his life for everyone by giving Damon his cure, and Damon's redemption is that he will use his gift, he will use the gift his brother will give him to live his life right. I really like that theory.
Elena.
And a lot of people said, including Camilla, the June, or no, yeah, Camilla, it's just that the June wedding is going to be fake to lure Cade in. A lot of people have been saying that.
I read that in an article.
I was like, because we did see a picture of Caroline in a dress that was leaked out there, so.
Yes. And I also think that, Kai might not last as long, but maybe, like, his death will help bring more people back.
Yeah.
Like, I think next week will be Kai's last episode, last flight.
Did anyone make it for the finale?
Did anyone
He's got
else...
Supergirl to film, so I know he wasn't away from that set too long.
Did anyone else come back and see Mystic Falls in the distance 3 days ago, and maybe that's how we're seeing them?
What? What
do you mean? Because Kai said he saw Mystic Falls when the bell was ringing, and he went for it, so I was thinking the same thing, Katie. Mm-hmm. What stops, like, everyone else who has died and gone to hell from trying to go towards Mystic Falls?
Yeah, they don't want
to
be burning and having their skin peeled off. Mystic Falls seems like a better option if they see it in the distance.
And just one more thing about Bonnie, though. I do think that she will be able to somehow... It's not selfish for her to want to be with Enzo, but that desire is kind of going to make her do maybe some uncouth things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. And I'm going to stick... I know someone said it earlier, but I kind of feel like if it's someone... is going to die who we don't really expect, and it's not going to be one of the brothers. I could see it being Caroline, because Bonnie's already lost Enzo, so, like, that relationship shouldn't be touched. Elena's just coming back, but Damon and Stefan just seem too obvious to be the people who would die, so Caroline or even, like, Matt would be the ones that...
But what if Joe comes back, because they said she's in the finale or she's coming back, so what if she's able to come back and the girls are like, Mommy, and she's like, okay, I'm done. Like, she,
I'm done as an
and she's like, I'm gonna leave you guys with your actual family, like Joe and Alaric, like the parents of the twins, and maybe so, she does die.
Well, because Bonnie already did die in general. Yeah, that's what she's like, long time ago.
Yeah, Bonnie's been through too much.
Yeah,
it's not Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. I can
Damon and Stefan both almost died this episode, so like, you can't just keep pretend killing them just to eventually kill them.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe it's that Elena wakes up and then immediately dies again.
Oh, my God.
No. I would literally, like, set my apartment building on fire.
I would throw my TV out the window. Man.
Just saying, there's options. Does anyone else have any other predictions?
A lot of people in the chat are just saying Catherine. So let's, fingers crossed.
Maybe we'll see Catherine.
She would definitely run to Mystic Falls, okay? She would see that in the distance and be like, I'm there.
This is fun.
But here's the thing. If I was Catherine, or even if I was Kai, I would run to Mystic Falls and then run the hell out of Mystic Falls.
Catherine would do that. Catherine would definitely do that.
Kai should have done that.
Yeah, Kai shouldn't have even stuck around. Mm-hmm. But... thank you guys so much for watching our show. We love talking about Vampire Diaries with you guys. We'll be back again next week to talk about it some more. We have three more episodes left of the series.
Oh, that hurts.
Sure you guys check out some of the other shows that we do here at AfterBuzz TV. We've been talking about Supergirl. We have a Supergirl after show, Riverdale, Vampire Diaries, which we're on right now. So that's not a good one.
Supernatural.
Shadowhunters. Yes, we do over 100 shows here a week, so you guys should be checking out all of this free content that we give you guys, and we thank you for your support. And where can the good people find you in the meantime?
You guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jordana_Morphin.
You guys can find me at samdavidsonentertainment.com and Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you follow the network at AfterBuzz TV all over social media. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in. And make sure you leave us a comment on YouTube, like us on iTunes, leave us a comment there too. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.